We begin the current daf Masech this Nozer daf Lamed Aleph. Begin the Omid Beis. Begin the Masech. Begin with the Gemara. Nishlochachem Hitir. So it's actually a continuation of the Mishnah that we started on Omid Aleph, even though it really belongs here on Omid Beis. Whereas we're going through only the Tosin on the Mishnayos. So what happens if he goes to Chacham and he permits it? Kolim. In other words, Shomalei tells him Shaisik Kabbalah Klumi, that the Kabbalah that took was nothing. Meaning Shloim Nozer Blushin Tevel Kam Nazirus. He did not take a neder that's in a good wording that will be an acceptance of Nazirus. And Shloichal Lav Nazirus Fel Regaech. It comes out that the Nazirus did not take effect even for one moment. So what do you do in such a situation? As Tosfos quotes, "Was the mission of Hoisla Behem Mufreshes? We already had separated the animals. Meaning Shevish Nazirus Ekam Shnei Shlochacham that he separated from Nazirus before he even asked to the sages. So Halacha is as the Mishnah says, Tosfos Vatira Beedir goes out and grazes in the flock. Meaning, as Tosfos explains, and Behem Meisav with his other animals, Sheinchul Gemur, they're bona fide unconsecrated animals because the Kibin Nazirus Lachalal, since Nazirus did not take effect, and Inkan Hekdesh Tosfos Klal is not even considered erroneous Hekdesh, and therefore, as Tosfos explains, the Chalav Sham Maidu, even the school of Sham would agree because the Dav could Sham Shai Shachar Shatzarishin Yehig Hekdesh as in the previous mission that when he says the black ox that comes out first should be Hekdesh, because Laban comes a white one Hasma Laban Hekdesh. Okay, then you'll say the white one's Hekdesh. Lamadam Begemara, according to one who explains the Gemara, Shem Shem Ein Chayshib, where he's not concerned, but Reitzah Sheyachal Hekdesh Kamal Laban, he wants the Hekdesh to take effect those in the Mashdis Kashach, this day he said the black one. Tell him, he made a mistake. Shay Saba, they thought Shashach, it's the reason the black one's going to go out first. Allah, but Behish and Aziz, like Allah, Mikha, Klawe, and Aziz did not take effect at all. But Behim, Lay, Persia, let's say, and Aziz, Behim was only separated for the purpose of Aziz. The Khan Aziz, let's say, there's no Aziz. Hektish, nonetheless, there's no Hektish. Because of the Hektish, it's less. It's more inferior than just in the Runius Hektish. But Kachav, the Bisham, might do that. Therefore, even the school of Sham would agree that they have a Terebe that goes like grazing in the flock. Kivan the Nekha, Ned Lagam, since the Ned was totally uprooted, and the Gears is that Kivan the Omad, the Krabonus, and the Zirus, no, since he took the Ned. For his Naziris of the Kabbalah, Naziris Layam Aklam. So he hasn't said anything. Rabbi called him Shem Machleev. It's like someone who's not Rabbi Gibbah. He's so much Shem Machleev. He thought he's Chai Machadis. But members of the Chatzah, he said this Bey Meshav Bey Chatzah. Obviously, Layam Aklam, he hasn't said anything. So Bisham, he recorded Bisham. So as the Mishnah continues, and as Tosfos the Maskil says, Amlam Beisil, Bisham is a Beisil, said Bisham, wait a second. He had to make him say, don't you agree to this halacha? Should he hektish twice? So it's erroneous hektish. But Tosfos Terebe, then they would go out graze in the flock. So, as Tosfos explains, what's Beisel saying? Alma, so you see the Hektish B'Toyz, Lava Hektish, see that when you have erroneous Hektish, not a Hektish, and they're V'chiech, that the Maidim Halacha, just like you agree over him, this Halacha, Iglam Nam, B'Shar Shach, you should agree to us in the previous case of the black ox, the Paul Gisor, along that you disagree with us in the previous mission of Amrita, Lava Hektish, and that you say it is Hektish. As Tosfos explains, the best, B'Sham Yechon Lahashim, B'Sham could have responded, the Halacha Gorham Hektish Tosfos, that here it's more inferior than the erroneous Hektish could be, like we just explained in the previous cases. But Lechosh Lashiv, Amrita, they weren't concerned to respond to them the true difference. The Shiblu Fitvim, and they only responded to them according to what their own words were. Shame it unplugged Ayu that they're comparing these machlekes in Vishivalim, and they responded to them in Maisa Behema from Maisa Behema that you see the Chalbatois that it does take effect when it's erroneous, and Behema Hekdesh, and it is going to be Hekdesh. But says Vikfas Kash, it's a little bit difficult because Maishna Meisha Shabbat Abala, why is it different in the case of a woman that her husband was made for Haneda? The Amalal Pek Mishaman Digmar says, Nafkab Zalman Alfim Shalois, members of the animals were her own, Tchatos Tamas, the Chatos left to die. But here we say goes out to graze in the flock. What's the difference? So says what you can say is the Baal make his guys. No, the husband doesn't. It's not like him. He cuts it from here on. So therefore, there was some element of chatzis to it, and therefore has to be left to die. He was never at all. Or Vinami, another part you can say is the Mecha Kaka. No, even if the husband uproots retroactively, but the Gemara tells us that halach like a kapper. But Rabbanan, you're right. Nafki l'chol goes out to be chol. And even Rav Huna Balaz says this new Dloidom, actually is not even comparable. There, it does take effect for a moment, in other words, without the regret and the mistake. But when it is okay to uproot it, but here it didn't even take effect ever at all point, not retroactively to undo that, it never took effect, like we explained. And therefore, even Mesham would agree, that's why we're saying over here that it's going to be Titzah B'Tech of Eden, conscious of the Mishnah. Next says, Master, begin the words of the Mishnah. So I'm quoting from the words, Am Bisham al-Bisil. So Bisham said back to Bisil, Yatam, don't you agree? Bimisha Kogel al-Sigil Chi. Someone calls the 10th animal, which is supposed to be Masim, the 9th one, Lachi, Asigil, the 9th one, the 10th one, Lechad Asa, Asigil, and the 11th one, the 10th one, which Tosfos' words are, and the different Maskel, Shashashtam Kudashim, that all three are holy, as Tosfos explains, because the Chal Batois, which it takes effect in error, it's continued to daf lamavizim and alf, but not nelf. So from there we can learn the hektish b'tois chal that an erroneous hektish takes effect. And says v'had the shloshim kedushin. Then what's the source of this halacha? The taka all three are kedush. It's high in the time kedushin. The reason is like we expound in b'chayes daf samach amid beis mevachom meisim bakav tzayin. From the policy it says an old type thing of the flock and the cattle, which is kol shu asir, whatever it's the 10th one, or shakar shem asir, or called the 10th one. But the 8th or the 12th, that's not going to work. The 10th one only sanctifies the one which is near it, 9 or 11. Now, says Tesis, the truth is, it's not the real reasoning of Mishamai. Because this proof is actually rejected, as some Yisrael have the words, Ktam Bisil, like Bisil say. The real reason Mishamai is going to be Mishamai, like the Gemara explains, as we said, you could say, the Yalfim that you learn, Tchilas Hektish, Mi Saif Hektish, and that's the source.